time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which
is... That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. The power of advertising, right? Edward learned the hard way it can be a setting the bar story if you can manage to make it through the day without gazing so much at the beautiful ad for strawberry shortcake waffles that you trip over a curb and hurt yourself, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, those do look tasty.
They do.
Got a little distracted.
Listen,
I get it.
Edward's 84.
Oh, Edward. Oh, you really have to pay special close attention to where you're walking.
So Waffle House had this limited edition strawberry shortcake waffle. Mm. They had a little ad for it in their window, right?
Yeah.
And so he was taking a look at it, got a little distracted, tripped over an abnormally high curb.
Oh, no, no.
And fell, kind of smacked his face,
ooh,
too.
Yeah, when you're 84, ouch.
I was going to say, he's 84. He didn't, like, bounce. So he kind of... got hurt.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be okay, but he's suing Waffle House.
Oh, for their delicious looking advertisements hanging in the window?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know if they're going to.
Now listen.
He's going to have a case on that.
We're a very litigious society.
Oh, I know.
And.
Oh, I know.
Say less. And. He's looking for about $300,000.
Mm.
Waffle House spokesperson did not comment, but according to their lawyer, they're just basically saying, hey, look, our premises is maintained and it's reasonably safe conditions, and that Edward neglected to use reasonable care to protect himself.
Yes.
Because the curb is just out there. It's not like they're trying to disguise it.
Right. Do you think that maybe he'd feel better if they gave him some free waffles?
Some strawberry shortcake waffles, yes!
He could get him some of those delicious-looking waffles.
I mean...
Smooth it over.
You know, it's like, had he not sued, maybe it would have been like a, hey, here's a gift card to Waffle House. Use it anytime.
They could have turned it into an advertising opportunity.
Yeah.
This, they look so delicious. Is this man, you know, tripped on his way to,
I mean,
to look at the?
I don't know how bad Edward's injuries were and how long, because he had to be hospitalized for a little bit because he's 84.
Well,
and he, like, he,
your body doesn't heal as quickly.
Exactly. So, I mean, he could be trying to recoup the loss from his hospital
bills,
stay.
Yes, no, I understand that.
I get that. But at the same time, you were looking at an advertisement and tripped over a curb.
This is not exactly in
right.
the same lane as the hot coffee at McDonald's.
No, that's different.
He might have been inspired by that.
Maybe. But again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without gazing so much at the beautiful ad for strawberry shortcake waffles.
Oh.
Now you trip and hurt yourself, you're doing okay.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
That's
it's like,
just unfortunate.
Like,
but
Edward,
I don't
we're
think
sorry,
that,
buddy.
Yeah, Edward, I don't know if you should sue because it's kind of not their fault.
Yeah, the curb is just there. It's
yeah,
not like
but maybe if they offered you some waffles, you'd feel better and drop the suit.
We'll put a little extra whipped cream
yes,
on it.
Yes, extra strawberry shortcakey.
It'll be good. Anyways, there you go. That's your set of the bar story.